Psalms 146. And if you'd asked me, if the Lord would have gave me my choice of what to preach this morning, I'm not sure this is what I would have preached. I'm not sure this would have been the message that I picked, but I could not get away from it. I hope it's a good message. I really do. And I think it's got a real good thought to it. Just simply preaching on why we should praise the Lord. And there's some reasons why we ought to praise the Lord. And I'll tell you, there's a you may have a heavy heart this morning. There's a lot going on. And I know that at this time, and I didn't understand this when I was a young man, Christmas time and holidays can be hard on people. They really can. And I didn't understand that when I was young. But the older that I've got, the more that I've come to learn that and understand that. But I want you to understand something this morning. We've got a reason as His people and as the church to praise the Lord this morning and to raise our voice up unto Him and sing to Him and give Him praise. Psalms chapter 146, begin to read in verse 1. And the Bible says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow, but the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord." You can be seated this morning. Heavenly Father, help us while we might preach. We certainly need a touch from you. And Lord, we thank you for helping us. We thank you for the singing that's already been sung today. And Lord, we want you to be honored in this preaching time. Save somebody that's lost sitting in this house today, and somebody that needs help, might they find it in you. And I certainly need you. Guard my mind and my thoughts, Lord. And God, we'll just give you the glory for it all. And save that sinner's nearest tale for these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Many times we look in the book of Psalms and we find the psalmist encouraging us and that to praise the Lord. Not only in the book of Psalms do we find times of praise, but we not only find instruction, but we all, not only do we find correction, but we also find times when the psalmist is low. You'll find times that it don't seem like that he wants to praise. But you know, if you look at, that's our life a lot of times. It seems like our life is a roller coaster ride. Now you come in here on Sunday morning, and you see me on Sunday morning, and I don't know what kind of week most of the time you've had, and you don't know what kind of week I've had, and we all come in here and we're dressed pretty good, and we come in with a smile on our face, but we really don't know about what's been going on in each other's lives most of the time. But can I tell you, there's one in heaven that does. There's somebody up there that knows what you faced this week. He knows what you've been through. He's watched over you while you've been asleep. He's the same God that watches over you while you're sleeping. He's watching over you while you're awake too, by the way. Amen. And listen, He's the one that we ought to give praise to today for all that He's done. Hey, can I say this morning real quick, let me say that He's worthy and that to be praised. Amen right there. Hit me up now. Listen this morning. He's worthy and that to be praised. The Bible said in Revelation 4 that thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. He said in the book of the Revelation, John did, he's worthy. Hey, can I tell you today, no matter what he has done or has not done for you personally, he's worthy to be praised. You'll find a time when they were coming into Jerusalem, Jesus was over there, and listen, he was fixing and they had to go be crucified in a few days. And they come in there, and I believe it's in the book of Luke, they cried out, "Hosanna, Hosanna," you know, had them palm leaves out there. And the Bible said in the book of Luke, "Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees among the multitude said unto them, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the scrolls would immediately cry out. He said, if they didn't praise me right here and right now, the stones would cry out. The creation would cry out in praise. I'll be honest with you this morning, friend. And I'm getting way ahead of myself. I know some folk, they put on the show in praise. I don't think praise should be a show, but we do show our praise. Amen. And listen, he said they were praising for the right reason. And he said, if they didn't praise me, if they didn't lift up their voice unto me, the rocks would cry out unto me. Sometimes I wonder if that's why we don't have earthquakes, if we don't have all these things going on in the weather out here. I wonder if the earth may not be praising the Lord. But listen, can I tell you, it's right to praise God. The Bible said in Psalms 150, he said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. He's worthy of our praise. Now the word praise means to extol. That means to exalt or to magnify in word or song. You know, we sing about a lot of things, don't we? I mean, listen, we've got all kinds of genres of music. We've got all kinds of music going on. And boy, I tell you what, some people, they'll praise the drunkard and things that are going on out in the world. They'll praise everything but the God in heaven. You know, when we come in here this morning, we sing about Him. We are not only been singing to Him, but we ought to have been singing about Him. Amen. Listen, it ought to be about Him. You come to church, you just not ought to hear church songs, but you ought to hear Him songs. Amen. Things that are about Him today. Amen. Listen, I think He's worthy of our praise. It means to extol in words or song. To magnify. That means to lift up and make greater. Ever look to a magnifying glass? What does it do? It makes greater, don't it? Listen, some of you need to magnify. You know, the problem that you're having in your life is you've not praised God in a long time. Listen, and that is hurting you today. You need to praise the Lord. I need to praise the Lord. And we'll look at that today. There's some reasons and there's some things about praise. Number one, where does praise come from? Look what he says right here. He says, while I live, he says in verse 1, excuse me, he said, praise the Lord, O my soul, the innermost part of man. I know praise shows itself in our flesh. I understand that. Now you can praise God from the inside. And you can pray. You can praise in your prayer time. You can praise in your private time when you're home alone. And just from the inside of your heart, you can overflow from the inside. I understand that. But listen, every now and again, it ought to overflow from the inside to the outside. It ought to show up on your flesh. It ought to show up on my flesh. Praise should. It ought to show up. And that we want to magnify the Lord. You say, well, God ain't done anything for me lately. He's done all kinds of things for you lately. Hey, you rolled out of bed this morning. You opened your eyes and you're breathing His air and enjoying His day that He's given you. Are we okay this morning? I'm preaching on praise now. Stay with me. I ain't wanting you to shout the house down, but I want you to get it, okay? If you want to shout the house down, help yourself. But do it because you're praising Him. Amen? Do it because you're praising Him. Not us, and we'll get there in a minute. But listen, he said what? He said, we praise Him. He said, praise the Lord. Oh my soul, everything that's in me, I want to praise Him today. If you're saved, you ought to want to praise Him. We get so used to being saved a lot of times. It's just a way of life. It's just something that we are. We're saved and we're a child of God. And boy, we're His and we're going to heaven. And I know we apply it to church. We come to church and we sit on a pew and don't squeak nothing out. I tell you, when we come to sing about Him and worship, that ought to be a good time to praise. And again, I'm way ahead of myself, but I'm going to tell you, when you're at home, let me ask you, when's the last time you was at home and praised the Lord? You ever raise your hand at the house? I do.
I do. I tell the Lord, thank you. I mean, I do. I'll sit in my study sometimes. I'll tell the Lord, thank you. There's been times that we've stopped what we've been doing, and it don't happen a lot, and just thank the Lord for what He's done.
He said, but with my soul, with everything that is inside of me, I want to praise Him. I do. I want to praise Him. I'll be honest with you. We're living in such a time that, listen, we don't know what to believe. We don't know what the truth is. I don't trust them people up in Washington. I don't care what's beside their name, whether it's Democrat or Republican. I don't trust none of them, friend. I give up on trusting them a long time ago. And listen, and we don't know what the truth is, and we wonder what's going on, we wonder why the sickness, we wonder what's happened with, and man, we're just in such a fizz with everything, and everybody, and every way that there is, and we're worried, and we just rub our hands together and wonder what going on. Is there still a God in heaven? There's still a God in heaven. He's still on the throne, and He's still worthy to be praised. We worry too much sometimes. But notice what He said. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. He said, while there is anything about me, I'm going to praise Him. Praise comes through the flesh, but praise starts at the innermost part and comes from the heart. Psalms chapter 9, He said, I will praise Thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all Thy marvelous works. When's the last time you just said, church, I just want to tell you some things about what God's done for me. When's the last time we come in here on a Wednesday night, Sunday night, even a Sunday morning? And you know what? If you come in here ready to praise the Lord and you're afraid that I wouldn't give you opportunity to talk, you say, preacher, I just need to testify this morning. Listen. If we're in between singing and it's between songs or however it is, I just need to testify a little while. Testify a little while. We'll stop and let you testify. Amen. Tell about what God has done for you. There ain't nothing wrong with that. I've got a preacher friend of mine. He pastors a church that's got almost 300 people in it. He says, we do what's called testimony time or 2-minute testimonies. You got a church that's got 300 people in it. If you give everybody the floor, you'd be there from now on to eternity. Amen. Especially if you got folk, you got long-winded while they stand by. And he said, I tell them, if you want to testify, we're going to testify tonight. You just be up here on the stage when church starts. You say, well, no, you can't testify like that. Preacher, you've got to wait till the Spirit moves. No. See, that's what some of you do. You wait until you get to feeling a little funny and things is crawling up your back. You know, and I like to feel that way. But whether it's doing that or not, He's worthy to be praised. If God's done something for you, you ought to want to say so from your heart. He said, I'm going to tell about all your marvelous works that you've done. How many times has the Lord helped you? How many times has the Lord done something for you? How many times has He answered your prayer, heard your prayer, and then answered your prayer? I still get excited when I think about the answered prayers that I've had. What I like is them answered prayers to where you've prayed one time and then you might have forgot about it. Was really pressing, wasn't it, to pray one time and then forget about it, wasn't it? You ever been there? And then the Lord shows up. And the Lord knows our heart. But He said, I'm going with my whole heart, show forth all Thy marvelous works. When's the last time you ever told anybody about what God done for them? God will save them if they'll come to Him. Let me tell you what the Bible says, but then let me tell you what He's done for me. Psalms 86, He said, I will praise Thee, O Lord God, Lord my God, with all my heart. There it is again, with all the heart. I will glorify Thy name forever. He said, I'm going to praise You because of Your name. You say, well, the Lord ain't done nothing for me recently. Well, if you're saved, He's done something for you. He's keeping you. He's watching over you. He's keeping me. You know, every time that I see the manger scene, every time I see the Christmas story for the past few years, that does something for me. I don't know why it started, but that thing become real to me. I mean, I mean to think about that Christ Jesus loved me enough to come from heaven. Think about that for just a second.
Hey, somebody loved you enough. I'd have come from heaven to die for you so that you could get saved and have happiness in this life and have a home eternal in the other one. I mean, I don't know why we can't praise Him. Let alone He's my friend. Let alone He's done so much for me. Let alone He's took care of me. How many times has He watched over you? My friend riding down the road took care of you. How many times have you put yourself in predicaments and He's brought you out of it? Amen. He said, but I will glorify Thy name forevermore. I'm going to praise Him for who He is. He said in Psalms 9, I'll praise You for what You've done. But in Psalms 86, He said, I'm going to praise You for who You are. Lord is praising for who He is. He's my Savior. Listen, if you don't know Him this morning, you need to get saved. You need to come to know Him. You'll understand. Listen, do I stand around and praise the Lord all the time? No. Do I have bad days? Sure. Do I forget that I'm saved sometimes? Sure, I do. Do you wake up every morning saying, boy, welcome sunshine? I used to do that. My wife says, what's happened to you? She says, you used to get up every Saturday morning and go to town and leave me alone. Now, we get up at the same time and I pester her because it's time to eat lunch. Amen. It's all about eating, man, I'm telling you. It's all about eating. When's the last time? When's the last time you just ever thank the Lord for what He's done? You know, praise and thankfulness, it all runs together. It all works together. Testifying, it all works together. He said in Psalms 111 verse 1, praise You, Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. There it is again. In the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. It's good to praise the Lord in the presence of people. Now the Lord knows your heart. If you praise Him at home, He knows your heart. Like I say, when it's just you and God, that's when you're real. When you're at home by yourself and there ain't nobody else around, what do you do? What are your actions when there's nobody else around? But God knows that stuff, whether you're real or not. God knows whether you're real sitting in here this morning. God knows whether you're real when you raise your hand, when you say, I want to praise the Lord. I want to thank Him for what He's done. I just need, you ever just said this? I just need to tell you what God done for me. I've been there a time or two. God just bless you so much, you just had to tell somebody something about Him. Why can't we do that even when our cup ain't running over? Right? Is He not worthy even if our cup ain't running over? Is He not worthy of it? I mean, even if our cup seems to be a little empty and we cling it on cling, and I mean it's empty and there's nothing in it. How about praising Him in the world? He said, I will praise Thee with my whole heart. There it is again, with the whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto Thee. Them little G gods, before everybody else in the world, He said, I'm going to sing praise unto You. If you take your Bible and go to the book of Psalms chapter 42. I remember when I got acquainted with Psalms chapter 42. When you can't find the Lord, Psalms 42 is a good place to go and look. When He seems to have deserted you, Psalms 42 is a good book to read. He said, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after Thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? He says, why can't I find Him? He said, my tears have been my meat day and night. He said, I've cried all the time. He said, I'm seeking God. I can't find God. I want to find God. I want to talk to God. He says, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? So the enemies come to Him and said, where's your God at? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. He said, I know there's coming a day that I will praise Him for the help of His countenance. In other words, His countenance will show up. He will show up and help me, and I will give Him praise. But then if you go on over, and He asked about the same questions again through the rest of this chapter, and in verse 11, He says, "Why art thou cast down on my soul, and why art thou disquieting me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." His countenance will show up. And when His countenance shows up, it changes our countenance. He is the help. His help will come. But then the health of our countenance will change. You ever seen somebody that's just been in bad shape? You know, it's easy for me to stand up here and tell you when your world is collapsing on top of itself, just praise the Lord. It's easy for me to do that. My world's doing pretty good, but you know, we don't know what tomorrow's got, do we? How many of you have been having a good day and then you get a telephone call? And that day that was doing so good is not doing good anymore. Out of the blue, you had no idea of what was coming on the other end. But even with a broken heart, I want you to understand that there are times that we don't feel like praising. And chances are there are going to be times that you don't praise. Let's just cut to the chase and be honest about things. When your world is colliding in on you and you don't know what to do, we're more concerned. If you're saved and a child of God this morning, and there's nothing wrong with this, but we spend time in prayer asking God to help and asking God why sometimes it is like it is more than we do in praise. There's nothing wrong to stop and ask God for help. I mean, what did He say over there in the book of Hebrews? He said, that's why there is the throne. He said, let us come boldly under the throne of grace that we might find grace and mercy to help in a time of need. But even in hard times, He said, while I have any being at all, I'm going to praise Him. Would to God that all of us was like that. While I have any being. Where praise comes from is from the inside. Why we praise Him is because we have a help and a hope in Him. If you look in verse 5, He said, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. There's a reason we praise. There is no hope, there is no help in man. In verses 3 and 4, He said, put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth in the very day that his thoughts perish. You know what He's saying? Man's mortal. Man is just like you are. Your friend is no different than you are. Your wife or your husband is no different as you are. And even though my wife is a great help to me and been a great help to me, there are times that she can't help me. It's beyond what she can do for me. My wife has had to be every part to everything to me over the years. She's been a good helpmate. She's had to be a psychiatrist and a psychologist and a nursemaid and all kinds of other things that she's had to be. But there are times that she can't help me. What He was wanting folk to see is that if you're putting your trust in man, if you put your trust in what they're doing out in Washington, D.C., should we be involved? Sure. Should we understand what's going on? Sure. But they can't help us. Only God in heaven can help us. He said, put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. He said, there's no help. He said, look, his breath goeth forth. He returned to the earth. He'll draw one last breath. He'll breathe it out. That'll be the end of it. And you'll put him in the ground, just like you did everybody else. Can I tell you this morning, you need to understand that your help comes from the eternal God that is in heaven today. There's one that is in heaven that is eternal, that will always be and that will always have. Hey, listen, the Bible tells us right here, He said, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help. Where's your help come from? Do you need help? Have you been through this whole life thinking that you don't need help? Hey, I know I need help. Some of you say,
Yeah, preacher, you need help, that's for sure. I know I need help. But there's times that you really get to the place where you need help. You know, David said at one point, "Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among men." Do you not feel that way? Listen, I can remember a time when it seems like everywhere you looked, you could see somebody that was serving God, and somebody that was being faithful to God, and somebody that wanted, I'm talking about in your community, in your church, somebody, folk you worked with, it seemed like folk you went to school with, seemed like, man, folk was just wanting to do right. But you know, as time has rocked on, it kind of feels like David's day. Lord, the faithful have failed from among men. Seems like that we're living in a minority. I ain't talking about the conservatives. I'm talking about the Christians, those that love God and have sold out to Him. Listen, there's a lot of folk call themselves Christian, and they're as carnal can be and filled up with the world. They dress like the world. They look like the world. They talk like the world. They smell like the world. The world is all of them. You know what I'd call, if it sounds like a duck, walks like a duck, and quacks like a duck, what is it? It sure ain't a chicken, is it? It's a duck. When people look like the world, talk like the world, act like the world, what are they? They're of the world. We ought to be different, shouldn't we? I don't know how we got there, but ain't it good this morning? Amen. Don't need to look like the world. Be like the world. Listen, he said right here, happy is he that hath God. Are you happy this morning? Are you happy? Happy. Have joy and peace in your heart. He said, whose hope is in the Lord? You know why folk ain't happy this morning? They ain't got no hope. And I tend to forget that sometimes, that we're a people of hope. You take hope away from people, you take away their happiness. But you know what? If you give me somebody that's got hope, I'll show you somebody that's got happiness. And our hope is resting in the Lord. That's where my hope is. My hope is for heaven. My hope, I listen, is that song that she sung about this morning? The wonders of wonders. My hope is in Him today. I'm not hoping in anything else or anybody else. With hope, they're comes peace and joy. I believe it's in Psalms 144 in verse 9. Just a few chapters back from the text verse. He said, "I will sing a new song unto thee, O God, upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Will I sing praises unto thee. It is He that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David His servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of the strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace. That our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets. That our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there is no complaining in our speech." Now, you know what he said? "Lord, give us good children. You know, let us raise our young right. Lord, bless our work that we work at. Bless our animals. Let them grow and multiply." What else did he say? He said, "Our oxen are strong, that there be no breaking in nor going out." He said, "And then there be no complaining." Boy, what a day to praise there. There'd be no complaining. But then in the very last verse, after he said, "Be no complaining in our streets," he said, "Happy is that people." You know, when you say, well, things is going their way, they ought to be happy. You know, that's when folk get happy the most. When everything's going their way, when the bank account's got money in it, nothing bad is happening, everything seems to be good. Let me ask you this question. Let me stop right here for a minute. How many times is your children been well, your wife or your husband's been well, you did have money in the bank, everything seemed to be going okay, and you still wasn't happy? But he said, happy is that people that is in such a case. And then he said this, "Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord."
You know what makes me happy this morning? Yeah, I'm happy when everything goes my way. And you know what? I believe the Lord will bless me when I serve Him. I also believe that I do know that hard times come. Read the book of Job over there. I know that if you read the book of 1 Peter, what did he say over there? He talked about why do you think this way, that some strange thing has happened unto you when the fiery trials come. You say, well, God is just a God of contrary. Oh, no. No, when the fiery trials come and the strange things come and we don't understand, happy is that man whose God is the Lord. How many times has God blessed you and you didn't deserve it? With hope there comes peace. Happy is that man that feareth always, Proverbs 28 said. John 13 said, if you know these things, happy are you if you do them. You know what them things are? His commandments. Nobody can read that. He said, happy are you. He said, if you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Not if you know them, but if you do them. You want to be happy? Do God's commandments. Follow God. Trail after God. Let Him lead the way. He's given us a book. Brother Jeff brought that out. I don't know why I was sitting there as Brother Jeff was teaching this morning out of the book of Isaiah. And he was talking about, you know, as the rain comes down and it waters the earth, it don't return and it goes out to go do what it wants to do. And I thought, boy, I hope he gets to that next verse and makes that correlation. And boy, I had no more much thought about that. Amen. I appreciate that, brother. About the Word of God, how that just as God allows it to rain and comes down and it goes out and it goes and does what it's supposed to. You look in the very next verse, he talks about the Word of God, how that God gives His Word and it goes out and it won't return void back to thee. Anytime you follow the Word of God, it'll never be void in your life. Praise. We've got peace in our heart and joy in our life. Listen, I've told you 1,000 times, I fight so many battles in my head. How many of you just fight battles in your head? Some of you say, I ain't got enough time to think, let alone fight a battle. I've got time to think sometimes. That'll get you in trouble. Amen. The old timers used to say that idle hands are the devil's workshop. There's a lot of truth to that. Amen. We can see, number three, not only why we do it, but then we find He's a help and a hope. That's why we praise Him. But then we find out exactly who He is in verse 6 through verse 9. Notice what He said. He said, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever. He's the Creator, ain't He? Now, if there's anybody for you to lean on and look to and listen to, it would be the Creator of it all. Right? He's your Creator today. He's not only the Creator of this earth and the moon and the stars and the universe, He's your Creator. And if you're saved today, He's your Heavenly Father, He's your Savior, and He can do whatever He wants to do. We here as a church, we've trying to bite off an awful big project. And the God in heaven is... And I was reminded by the Lord this morning, I remember what He said over there. He said in the book of Psalms chapter 50, He said, if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you. He said, I own the cattle of 1,000 hills. You got to understand something. God ain't broke. And whatever God wants to do, that's what God is going to do. But notice He said right here, He said, I'm the Creator which made heaven. Now, He's talking about the God of Jacob for your help and your hope. He is the Creator of heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is therein. He created it all. And then He said this, which keepeth truth forever. So He's the Creator. But He's the Creator of truth and He's the keeper of truth. What are we struggling with today? The truth. What are we trying to figure out? The truth. The truth. How bad is the COVID-19 virus? I was talking to one fellow the other day. He said, well, if you don't have a conspiracy theory, then you have to believe that it came out of a wet market over in China and they didn't try to hide nothing. I'm just asking some questions. We're just trying to get to the truth, ain't we? He said, well, it's in there somewhere. But where's it at? Can I say this? We'll probably never know the truth of all this. I give up on that a long time ago. The truth, is the vaccine good for you or not? Am I against vaccines? No, I ain't against vaccines. I think you need to study on things about what you're about to put in your body. I do believe that. I'm even just wondering. I'm just saying, we're trying to get to the truth on things. The truth. What's going on in politics? Was he robbed of the election or not? The truth. And a lot of times we just believe opinions or believe what we want to believe without any truth to substantiate it. But right in front of me, I have this book right here. And he said, talking about the happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth and the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever. You know why you ought to praise the Lord? He is the keeper of truth. Truth is what matters. When the world is on fire, this book right here is still going to be standing. Hey, what was it he said over there in the book of 1 Peter, I believe it was. I told him about being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Truth. If you know Him, you know truth. We try to seek truth in this world, and people, they get in a philosophical mind, and they're asking, what is truth? And what is truth all about? Truth is what you think. Oh no, truth ain't what you think it is. Truth is what this book says. You know, Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Truth. Sanctify, John 17:17, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is what? Truth. You want to know what's going on in the world? Crack the book open and begin to read it. It'll tell you exactly what's going on in the world today. I can tell you one thing. I believe it'll tell you that you need to be getting ready because the end's coming. You ready? If Jesus came today, you ready? You ready to go? Do you realize it's coming? It's coming. You need to be ready. Let me hurry. He talks about God, which keepeth the truth. Truth is so important. If you ain't got anything else, you get the truth. The truth of salvation, Jesus came, lived, and died, and rose again for you, and will save you if you'll come to Him and ask Him. The truth is, He's going to keep you. The truth is, He's going to take you home. The truth is, if you'll rely on Him, He will help you. If you'll lean on Him and look to Him, He'll bring you through it all. He talks about everything that He done right here. He says, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, giveth food to the hungry. You know, every one of these, just about every one of these, is a good typology of somebody that's lost. As I read these, I could see. Now, I believe he was talking about physically doing that. He executed judgment for the oppressed. Those that are kept down, those that are pressed down, God judges for them. When nobody else would lift them up, when nobody else would speak on their behalf, God judged for them. Which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. Is that not all somebody's lost though? The oppressed, the hungry, the prisoner. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind, raises up those that are bowed down. What did He say? Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Those that are loaded under a burden, Jesus can help you. The Lord loves the righteous, preserveth the strangers, relieveth the fatherless and widow. He talks about everything He is capable and able of doing. You need it, He can do it. Take your Bible and go to Ephesians chapter 3. I want you to read this and underline it in your Bible. If you do not have it underlined in your Bible, circle it. Underline it, put brackets around it, write in the margin, do something. But in Ephesians 3:20, I want you to look at what He said. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. talking about the Lord Jesus Christ right there, talking about the God of heaven, he said he is able to do exceeding abundantly. He didn't say exceeding, or he didn't say abundantly. He said exceeding abundantly. Almost seems a little redundant there, don't it? I think he wanted to make a point right there that God is able. He's able. He's exceeding abundantly above all that we ask. He said, look, he's able to do whatever he wants to do. He's exceeding abundantly to do more than what we can ask him or what we can even think about asking him. And then it's by the power that worketh in us. Ain't that amazing? And I'm still not sure that I've got that part figured out exactly right there. That God gives us the power. Huh? How many times has God emboldened you to do some things that you needed to do? How many times has God equipped you to do the work? I don't know how we're getting off on this, but ain't it good? Amen. But God is able. If you don't praise Him for any other reason, you praise Him for what He's done and His ability in your life. He's able. He does all these things all down through there. He said the Lord loves the righteous, but the way of the wicked He turneth upside down. Boy, I'm waiting on that day. Turn the way of the wicked upside down. But then He said this in verse 10. I'm going to close. The Lord shall reign forever. Boy, ain't that wonderful. Even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. And then He ends it with, praise ye the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. You know, He's still on His throne. He's still seated on. You know, there's coming a day that He is physically, according to Gabriel over there. According to Gabriel, Luke chapter 1. You remember what he told Mary? He said, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, and he shall set up on his father David's throne, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. He ain't done that. But he's going to. There's coming a day when he's going to set it all right and make it okay. But until that time, is he reigning in your life? Is he king of your life? King of your heart? Should be. When's the last time you praised the Lord? He's worthy of your praise today. That's by our hearts, by our heads, and our hearts across the house today.